This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Welcome to your very first podcast intro.
Oh my God, sorry, are we straight into it?
Straight into it.
I forgot I was doing the podcast as well. Sorry, in the heat of it all, I forgot there's a podcast. I left it. I'm double jobbing.
People who didn't hear the show this morning,
what were you doing?
Might not know what's going on.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, would you like to introduce yourself?
So, my name... No, I'm really joking. So, Padraig Wilson-McCarthy here. You'll know me from the news. You'll also know me from butchering the sports bulletins. And as well, for reusing the five-word weathers quite frequently. You know, I was listening to Leah this morning and I was like, her five-word weathers are very similar to my five-word weathers.
I wonder, do you have a bank down there? Just randomise it?
There? No, but I have my own bank in my notes.
Yeah,
yeah. If I come out with a clanger, I'll be like, save that one now. You know?
It must be really annoying if we don't recognise it. Like, so if we... you'll know after doing the show now that while the news is on, we're doing other stuff. We're doing calls or we're doing competitions.
I wondered why no one ever gave me any recognition. And like even today I was like, I was trying to stop myself from being like, well done, Leah. That was a great five-word weather. I'm so ready.
You should do that.
For the day.
Call her out on that next time. You'd be like, from a news perspective, I just thought that was excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done, Leah.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, your first show down, how did you feel?
I loved it. What about it? Well, like, just a buzz, like, isn't it?
It is good fun.
Now, I was up the walls.
Were you?
Yeah, prior to this, I was up the walls.
What was stressing you out the
most? Because sometimes as well, when I go to open my mouth, I sometimes nothing comes out, and other times I'm stuttering for ages.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Especially if I'm nervous. But I suppose because I got to sit in it last week, I was watching you doing it, and I was like, am I ever going to be able to do this? And then you just need to do it. You just need to get into it and do it. Once you started this morning, I was like, right, there's nothing I can do now.
Like, you did it. I think you did it so well.
Thank you.
Just kind of added in your little bits and whatever. It was so good. And then your own bits that you brought, I thought, were just so
Show. Now, that's because I had loads of time to prepare for today's show. I haven't started preparing for tomorrow yet.
You have 20 hours to prepare for tomorrow.
There'll be no sleeping tonight.
Honestly, I think tomorrow will be a fun show. It will. With the girly, your first girly quiz,
which I'm buzzing about.
We have.
I think I'm going to be really good at that.
I think you will be.
I think I will be too.
Hopefully, they're tough questions though. With top 10 Thursday, which we usually play on a Tuesday, but we're doing it on Thursday. It's going to be a good show.
Yeah, we'll have a bit of crack.
So we'll see you then.
Bright and early,
7 a.m. and all that crack.
Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. At 3 minutes past 7 on the 18th of March 2026. Welcome to Fully Charged. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Emma's off. Fiona's off. We're joined by Padraig Wilson-McCarthy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the crack?
Now, I'm already off to a bad start. He said he slept like a baby, Callum. Not even a hint of anxiety of messing up or anything like that.
No, I'm not joking. People were texting me last night being like, is everything okay? Because I fell asleep at 8 o'clock last night and didn't wake till my alarm went off this morning.
8 o'clock?
Yeah.
I've never been gone to sleep at 8 o'clock in my life on this show. Ever.
I couldn't believe it when I woke up this morning, and then I was like, oh my God, what day is it? You know, because everyone was off yesterday. I was like, what day is it actually?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it felt like a Sunday.
I did have as soon as my alarm went off, and I saw I had notifications on my phone. You know when you wake up and you check your phone, you have notifications, but you're too tired to actually look at them. I was like, I'll look at them later. And I was like, oh, if it's the first day and he said he can't come in or he's sick or something, I'm going to go mad.
I actually should have done it.
Yeah.
I should have done a little prank and said, actually, look, do you know what? I'm getting cold feet. It's not for me. I'm going back to the news.
Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Are you a fan of Hannah Montana back in the day?
I think I'm a bit old for Hannah Montana, am I?
Are you?
Well, you see, also, we were the ones that had RT1, RT2, TG Cahar, and that was it.
Fair enough, yeah.
So when I went to my cousin's house who had Sky, it was like Christmas.
Yeah, okay,
you know?
Fair enough. I'm thinking maybe I was too old for it as well, but I know every song and I feel like I know every single line. But there was a character in it called Jackson. He played Hannah Montana's older brother.
Yes.
And everyone kind of knows this. It's kind of been talked about in the industry for a while. When I say industry, I don't mean radio industry. I just mean like in the industry of Hollywood and stuff like that. That he lied about his age to get the role. So he was playing a 16-year-old and he was actually 28.
Wait, so he lied?
He lied.
So he lied.
He just outright lied.
And nobody questioned the fact that this grown man was playing a 16-year-old.
Well, sorry, that's what I'm really curious about, because for the rest of this story, you're going to hear the all the examples of times where people should have checked IDs, because it was a bit nuts. So yeah. He was on, I think it's like 24, 25 years or something since Hannah Montana. So they're all kind of, the whole cast are kind of doing little snippets yes. on podcasts and things like that. So he was talking about the age thing, and have a listen to this.
What's funny is Lisa London, who cast it, mm-hmm. when she brought me in, she was like, hey, I know you're 19, because I had lied to her in a different audition. And she was like, would you be okay when you go in there? They're trying to cast it as close to age as possible. Would you lie and tell them that you're 18? And I was like, I think I can do that.
Sorry, so he had lied to another casting producer before on a different audition previous, and he was just like, oh yeah, I'm 19.
And at no point was anyone like, this is a red flag.
Yeah. And so then she was like, yeah, just pretend you're 18. Anyway, he goes on to kind of talk about how the show only found out after episode 8.
I remember one of the higher up network executives showed up on show night, and he was like, hey, so you're 28.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am. Yeah. And he's like, and so you're married? And I was like, yeah, that girl that I keep making out with, yeah, that's what I'm like. And he was like, any more secrets? Anything we should know? And I was like, no. He's like, do you have any kids? And I was like, no, because he's like, let's go ahead and keep that way for a few years.
Which I thought was nuts as like a casting director to be able to be like, yeah, let's not do kids.
Yeah. No, just kids. Leave that off, actually.
Yeah, please.
This is one of those things that like in a couple of years' time there'd probably be a Netflix documentary.
Yeah,
about
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Massive, he told me I wasn't allowed to have kids.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so Disney.
So Disney.
So I was looking apparently I was looking at other kind of like roles in Hollywood, and apparently lying about your age is a completely real thing. Rachel McAdams as Regina George in Mean Girls played a 16 year old when she was 10 years older. She was 26. But Amy Poehler played Rachel McAdams' mother even in Mean Girls, even though she's only 7 years older than Rachel in real life.
Oh, that's mad, isn't it?
Do you remember Taylor McKessie from High School Musical?
I do.
Were you too old for that as well?
No. I was a High School Musical kid. No, I was too old for it, but it didn't mean that I didn't
cattle. Yeah,
I did, and I know every. I could still sing it for you.
Fair. So she played a 16 year old when she was 25. Nicola Coughlan on Derry Girls, she played Claire Devlin. She played a 16 year old. She was 31.
Really? Now she still looks 16.
She looks so young.
Fantastic. Really, give me really the skin does. Routine.
Honestly. Shirley Henderson was Moaning Myrtle in Harry Potter. She was meant to be playing a 14-year-old. She was 37 years old. I remember
what?
That.
That's crazy.
She was in Wild Child. She played this Scottish woman who like went around the boarding school and like, give me your phones and stuff.
But like imagine her going into the audition with all a load of 14-year-olds, and all the 14-year-olds be like, oh, that old woman's going to get it again. So annoying. It's always the old ones.
Oh, you'd hate to see her coming. Emilia Clarke as Daenerys Targaryen, or Daenerys, Game of Thrones. She was meant to be 13 in the books, 16 on screen, but she was actually 24. In Wicked, Cynthia Erivo, Ariana Grande and Jonathan Bailey, all supposed to be playing college students like 18,
yeah.
19. They're all over
30.
It is
30. A bit jarring, I'm not going to lie. And I know like that's probably the least jarring thing of the whole film,
yeah,
right?
What, their
like,
age?
Yeah, given the fact that they're witches and wizards, right? But it is a bit jarring that there's these grown people inside in Wiz University or whatever it
yes.
is. And you're kind of like, okay, this doesn't happen. I've been to college. You know what I mean?
They're no
one looks
students.
Like this.
Yeah. Since you were even at the back of the head, I have a question.
Like you've got grey hair, you know?
In The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Andrew Garfield was 31. Well, Peter Parker was supposed to be 18. In Orange is the New Black, did you watch that?
No.
Okay, it was one of my favourites. Elizabeth Rodriguez played Dasha Polanco's mother, Elena and Daya, if you've watched it, despite being only 2 years in between their life. And finally, Mamma Mia. Have you seen that?
Come on. Look who you're talking to.
In Mamma Mia, here we go again. Cher played Meryl Streep's mother, even though at the time Cher was 72 and Meryl was 69.
Cher is ageless.
She did look amazing, in fairness.
She did, and she still does.
She really does. I can't believe I asked you if you'd watch Mamma Mia.
Come on.
Stupid question.
So much to learn about things. Now, Dave, were you at the Paddy's Day Parade yesterday?
I wasn't. That sounds like my worst nightmare.
Do you know what? I knew you were going to say it. I just feel like you were never going to get on board.
I'm not that I'm off board for Paddy's Day. It's just the parade and stuff like that. Just like the amount of people.
Yeah.
I can't see a reason to go to town when you could watch it on TV.
Oh, totally. I couldn't agree more. I made an awful mistake the first year I ever moved to Dublin. This is years ago now, right? And I was trying to get from where I was living at the time in Drumcondra to Kilmainham.
Okay.
So my friend lived over there and he was doing a brunch. So I was like, right, grand, I'll be there around 12. No bother. Hopped on the bus that I always get on, knowing full well that it wasn't going to go through town. You know what I mean? Right?
Okay.
But I said, it's only going to go as far as it can and then it's going to turn around. I was so wrong. I ended up, so I was trying to get to Kilmainham. I ended up in Dalkey.
Okay.
Right? Right?
And yeah, just a hop, right, skip and a jump.
Right? And I didn't know where I was going because I was very fresh.
Yeah, okay.
I was very fresh off the M50, you know what I mean?
That.
Right? And I'll never forget, because as we were like moving, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to start tracking myself. So I tracked myself on Google Maps. And then we eventually get to Dalkey and the bus turns off and the lights turn off and the bus driver's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm meant to be in Kilmainham. And he was like, well, I'm not leaving here for another half an hour and you can't stay on the bus while I'm off the bus. So he went off to have a cigarette and I had to stand outside on the side of the road dressed in all my green, right? And then wait for him. And then he made me tap my Leap card when I got back on again.
For God's sake.
Yeah. So anyway, we got back into town and then we got off somewhere around Merrion Square, but I didn't again know where I was going. So I was like, I'm just going to walk to Kilmainham. I'll get there at some point. I'll just keep walking, right? Yeah. But I got as far as College Green and then I met all the crowds. And I was like, I only have one choice here. So I hopped the barrier, got into the parade.
No.
Right? So for the first 30 seconds, I was really embarrassed because I was like, everyone's looking at me. And then I was like, wait a second. I love when people are looking at me. So I just kind of got into it and I started, you know, like doing the hop, skim, the jump. And I got as far as Dublinia. Then I jumped out of the parade and made my way to Kilmainham. Now I was 4 hours late for brunch.
Yeah.
But I got there in the end. You know? It wasn't brunch, it was a late tea.
Oh my
you
know? God.
Yeah, the eggs
so
and the rashers were.
You were part of the Dublin Parade.
I was part I'm of the
so
Dublin
jealous.
Parade. My first year up here, yeah. Now I've never gone near town ever since then.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Right? I absolutely couldn't. And like we never went to the parade when we were younger either, because my parents used to tell us that there was tickets to get into the parade. And I was about 16 before I realised you didn't need a ticket to get into the parade.
Clever.
It was just their way of not bringing us.
Clever.
Yeah, very clever.
I swear that's going to be me as a parent.
My, totally. I've learned so many tricks from my parents that they it could be seen as being cruel, but like I just think it works. Anyway, I was thinking about it yesterday and I was like, look, I'm not one to really enjoy going into the parade either, but I was thinking about how could we make Paddy's Day a little bit better for ourselves,
okay,
right? So I have some reforms for Paddy's Day and I'm going to go through some of them and see what you think, right?
Please.
So hear me out on this one. We work on St. Patrick's Day. Right?
We work on
St. Patrick's Day, and there's a reason behind this, right? So we work.
Sound like a real Brit.
There. I know, it's giving Brit, but wait, hear me out, you're going to understand why. A national half day.
Mm.
Everyone has a half day on Patrick's Day, right? We work until about one.
Okay.
Right? No one does anything on a half day anyway. You remember when you were in school? Someone used to bring in a PS5 and have a ball.
Yes.
You know what I mean? PS2 back in my day. So no one does anything on a half day. We work until 1 p.m. During that time, we let the tourists go to the parade, right?
Oh.
Meaning, you and I can get to and fro work.
Okay, that's clever.
The buses are going to run normally for us, and it's going to be fine.
Okay, so let the Yanks go in, have their time.
Let the Yanks go in, do the diddly eye. You know, some of us could be employed as, you know, going as a leprechaun. I don't know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? Let them have their parade, and then we finish work at one, and that's when it really happens.
Class.
Right? So not only that then, we make the 18th the bank holiday. So today is actually supposed
Clever.
To be the bank holiday.
Clever.
Right? And there's a couple of rules on the 18th. Everyone must have a fry.
Okay.
Right? Sunglasses are permitted indoors.
Very nice.
Right? No questions asked. Okay? National morning of silence.
Yeah.
No
perfect.
Calls, no texts.
No yanks.
No yanks. No group chats. Don't tell me. Don't come into my group chat with a post-mortem from last night. Okay? And also, Irish goodbyes are encouraged.
Okay.
Get out of there. No questions asked as well. Right? I love an Irish goodbye.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best things that you can put an Irish name to.
Which is funny because we as famously don't do it. We say
no,
goodbye
we don't.
To everyone.
No, now I'm getting better at them.
Are you?
In time, yeah. Yeah.
Pippa did it the other night. She was out with my friends and she was like, I'm just going to slip out. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'd have to be like, see you later. And I'll see you on the 18th.
Yeah.
And I'll see you then. And I'll see you then. And see you then. I like it. Podrick's Day, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. My namesake.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're in the middle of One Foot in the Rave. We play you a tiny little snippet of a dance tune. If you know it, you hit us up. Rave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. If you do so and you get it right, you'll win a rake of IMC Cinema passes. I think 6 up for grabs today.
That's worth a fortune, you know that. I went to the cinema recently and I was like, I nearly didn't make rent.
Yeah. Honestly.
You know?
I'm with you. So, rave in a WhatsApp if you know. Lauren thinks she knows. But I'll give you the clip one more time just in case you haven't heard it. Here we go. Oh, it's so annoying. It's so annoying. Lauren thinks you know. How are you, Lauren?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. All right, Lauren, this is the clip of the song. What is that song?
I think it's Calvin Harris. I'm not sure if I've the right one, but I think it's Under Control.
Under Control. I always feel like it's a Calvin Harris. It sounds exactly like
It sounds like one. I always think the same.
Yeah.
Calvin Harris under control, Lauren. But thank you so much for ringing.
Thanks, Lauren.
Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
See, it's good to rule things out. I appreciate a wrong answer because at least I know it's not that.
Yeah, it makes it easier for the next person, doesn't
Someone who doesn't think they have a wrong answer is Greg. Greg, how are you?
Good, thanks for asking. How about you, Sam?
We're great, thank you. Look, this is the clip. Have a listen. What you reckon, Greg?
Is that Feel So Close by Calvin Harris?
Feel So Close by Calvin Harris. Another Calvin Harris guess. Is it?
Sorry, Greg.
This is it's good to rule all these out, though. Greg, thank you very
good
much
job.
For playing. Have a great day.
No problem.
Bye, bye, bye. All right, last player is David. David, how are you?
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Not too bad, not too bad.
Dave, this is the clip. Have a listen. What you reckon?
Is it Calvin Harris, We Found Love in a Hopeless Place?
Another Calvin Harris guess. Is it Calvin Harris, We Found Love in a Hopeless Place?
Oh, no. We're going to have no Calvin Harris songs left.
Oh, my God. David, great guess. Thank you for ruling it out. I'm sorry we couldn't get it to you.
That's no problem at all, okay?
Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, David. Have a good one.
You too, thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so it rolls over to tomorrow. We will increase the amount of time, which I'll play the clip in a sec. And if you win it, you win 4 IFC Cinema Passes tomorrow. Raven, WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. You think you know?
No, I thought I knew, but I actually don't think it's this song because there's no way Callum would have picked it.
Why?
Because it's Sissy That Walk by RuPaul.
Uh-oh. Now, Sissy That Walk.
Oh, you don't know Callum at all.
No, I
you would totally pick that.
I know, but I feel like everyone's getting to know me and how my mind works now. Do you know what? It's a great song. I'm not going to lie. And that was not on my bingo card.
Callum's giving you a list.
Oh, no. No, playing Sissy That Walk on the radio show for my first show was not on my bingo card today.
Now, Sissy That Walk.
What a tune.
I don't even know what that is.
Struggling to work.
It's not that apparently, though. Do you know it? Well, we've increased the time. If you think you know, Raven or WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. This is tomorrow's clip. Oh, that gives you a lot more.
Does it not sound very like Sissy That Walk? Now, Sissy That Walk. Uh-oh.
Now, Sissy That Walk.
You really made your mark already. It's not even 7:45. We've already got RuPaul played on the radio.
Yeah, fantastic.
I love it. If you think you know, Raven, a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Welcome back.
Thank you very
to the
much.
Emerald Isle.
I was in London. Landon.
He hates Ireland so much that he went to London for Paddy's Day.
Charging up his accent. I came back, I couldn't even understand him.
Very English.
Rich coming from me.
The big English head on me.
Yeah.
And there was just so many instances this weekend where I was in London where I actually don't think I was visible. Can you just check that I am a real human being?
Oh, loud
I am
and clear.
In this room.
Loud and clear, Callum.
And I exist. Mm-hmm. Yes. You can see me. I'm not a hologram.
That's because they know you moved over here. And they're like, nah, get a load of this guy.
But that is the thing, isn't it, though? Like, people say that Irish people move to London and they're like, no one says hello. And like no one looks at each other on the tube, right?
But not even that. So I want to take it back to this day last week where I live in Santry. So I get the number 16 bus home, and the number 16.
That's the one that nearly lost me on the way to
the number 16 goes all the way to the airport. So it goes round the houses, it goes to Drumcondra and everywhere, and it gets to the airport. And I got on in town and I was going through the city centre. Someone got on O'Connell Street and they started chatting to me on the bus. First of all, don't want that. That's when I want to be invisible.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I want to be invisible, I'm not invisible. And they started talking to me and they heard the English accent and they was like, so are you going back to London, are you? And I was like, don't just assume that because I'm English, I'm a tourist. I've lived here 8 years and no, I'm not from London, but a lot of people think that I'm from London just with my accent. Yeah. My accent is kind of just neutral English.
Yeah.
But I'm from a place called Nottingham, which is in the middle of England. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was just kind of offended by that. It was like, don't assume I live here.
To us, to Irish people, it's just like, oh, it's just London. Like, you could be Kent and it's just from London.
It's just an English accent is an English accent, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of vibe.
That's very true. So that's when I wish I was invisible. But then from Friday onwards, I was in London on Friday and Saturday. This is when I think I just didn't exist. Got to Dublin Airport. Very busy. Everyone's first day on Earth as normal. Was in the Pret a Manger in Terminal 1.
Great getting, choice.
Yeah, getting a sausage sandwich and a brownie Danish.
Nice.
Big spender. I was just waiting in the queue. just people just pushed in front of me.
Stop.
They'd said, next please. I just stepped forward and then just someone swooped in.
Do you know when you're a kid and you're too small to look over the counter and you're next in line and the person goes next and they look directly over you and you're like, hello?
That still happens to me because I'm 4 foot.
I'm here. So I was taken aback by that. Then when you're in London, you kind of expect to be bashed about and kind of like... But there was a point where people were just purposely walking into me.
Nice.
Like, head on. Just not... Like, they saw me.
Like
they looked at me.
It's like a mosh pit.
Yeah.
But it was just straight whack in the face.
Nice.
Annoying with the tube, as per usual.
Yeah, I know. That's very sweaty down there.
People who stand in the doorways. I was turning into...
Well, that's my pet peeve in general. Anyone that stands in a doorway, I'll never understand it.
Yeah. And they just walk and stop.
Yeah. Are people who meet in a doorway to have a conversation? I'm like, come on, guys, can we take it to the side, please?
Move out the way. And finally, I was back in Dublin Airport. I thought, do you know what? I'm back on hallowed turf here. I'm home. It's like home from home, Dublin. I do the Ryanair 5K, get to the passport control. I'm with my girlfriend. The e-gates are busy, but there's no one at the gates where the people are.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like, we'll go to the counter because you get a little bit of a chat. You might get a welcome home.
Yeah.
It's very nice. My girlfriend Linda takes the booth on the left. I take the booth on the right. I'm walking up. We're kind of almost simultaneously walking. She gets to her booth. I get within an inch of my booth. This fella just behind me swoops in and gets in there. And the woman in the security desk kind of looks at me and was like, what just happened there? And I was like, I know.
Do you know what I think? I think you're not walking fast enough.
Yeah.
I don't think I exist.
Pick up the pace.
I'm not real. I'm not alive.
Oh, at that point, you just want to get out.
Yeah. You're very much here. I can hear you. You're there.
Tricky
10. All right. If you want to play the Tricky 10, answer 10 questions correctly, win yourself €1,000. It's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Saoirse already did that. How are you, Saoirse?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
How was your weekend? Or how was your... I was about to say, how's your weekend, as if it's Monday. It's not. It's
very that vibe.
It's Wednesday. How was your Paddy's Day?
It was really quiet. I did literally nothing since morning. I went to the gym, so now I have an ego that I'm better than others.
Oh my god, yes.
That's what we're talking about.
That's amazing. That's very early. You're done and all, and it's not even 8 o'clock.
I know. It's my superiority complex through the window right now.
Yeah, so. I hope you don't win now after that. I'm only joking.
I will.
What's the plan for the rest of the day, Saoirse?
I'm gonna go home, get ready for work.
What do you do for work?
I am a teacher.
You're a teacher? Much like our friend Padraig.
Former teacher here also.
Very nice. What do you teach? Teach primary or secondary?
Secondary.
Oh, I was primary.
What subjects do you teach?
You have it rough, Saoirse.
Yeah.
I teach new... Well, I don't mind because I have like half days on a Wednesday and I have later starts sometimes. So
lovely.
It's okay.
So it's music you said you teach, is it? So,
yeah, very, very selective knowledge now for this quiz.
Fair enough. Fair enough. You would have been better at our older quiz, the Golden Ticket, a couple of months ago, where we did like questions of music. All right, well, Saoirse, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat, okay? We'll only be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, I really would recommend giving it a guess, okay? There's a prize for the best score of the end of the week, and if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we will give you €1,000 on the spot. How unreal would that be? Now, there is one person ahead of you on the leaderboard, given that it's Wednesday. I keep thinking it's Monday. But Stephen is currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 4 in 55 seconds. I think that's beatable, Saoirse.
Yeah, and a good week to play, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Do you think you can do it, Saoirse?
I hope so.
Saoirse, are you nervous?
Yeah.
Good, because I am too, because I'm reading your questions. I forgot how to read.
Saoirse, Padraig's going to ask your questions. If it goes wrong, it's his fault, okay? All right, 55 seconds on the clock. The best of luck.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go. Harcourt Street and Camden Street are in which Dublin postal district?
Two.
Complete the name of this 1961 Walt Disney film, 100 and what Dalmatians?
Four.
What number do you get if you add up 1, 2, 3 and 4?
7.
How many seasons does each year have?
4.
Bangkok in Thailand is currently how many hours ahead of Ireland?
8.
If the time was 7:36 a.m., how many more minutes would I have to wait until it's 7:45?
9.
One battle after another won how many awards at this year's Oscars?
Two.
In WWE, Stone Cold Steve Austin would often wear a shirt that says "What 16" on it.
Nine.
Hey, okay, right, very good. All right, Saoirse, how do you think you did?
Awful. I can't even add in that one.
Do you want to find out how you did?
Yeah, go
on. All right,
on.
Let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, a score of 4, Saoirse. Now, in fairness, we only got through 8 questions, so a score of 4 isn't too bad. Oh. That's like 50%, kind of. Do you know what I mean?
50%. That math isn't great, but like, we go with it.
Is it not?
No, it is. No, it would be, I suppose, yeah. Out of eight. Sorry.
Right, let's go through the ones you got wrong. What number did you get if you add up 1, 2, 3 and 4? You said 7. The answer is 10 there. Bangkok in Thailand is currently how many hours ahead of Ireland? Our Emma is there right now. She is 7 hours ahead of us, not 8 hours. I don't know how she's in Bangkok, actually. She's just somewhere in Thailand. Somewhere. One battle after another won how many awards at this year's Oscars? I had no idea on this. You said 2. The answer was actually 6. And in WWE, Stone Cold Steve Austin would often wear a shirt that says "What 16 on it. Hadn't a clue about this one myself. You said 9, but the answer was 3. Saoirse, a score of 4 matches you on the on that leaderboard, unfortunately. But I hope you had fun, did you?
I did. I had a great time.
Good.
And at least you've the gym done, Saoirse.
Yeah. And Saoirse, I can't think of a better caller to be Padraig's very first caller.
Thank you, Saoirse. I appreciate it.
Have a great day, Saoirse.
Thank you. I'm your first. Thank you so much.
Thanks, love. My first lady. Ever. Ever in anything.
See you later, Saoirse. Good luck.
Bye.
Congratulations.
First time for everything. Yeah. My dad is going to be buzzing when he hears this.
Your dad?
Yeah, my first lady.
Hello, I'm Harry.
Harry Styles!
Sid is sending you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam.
I hope you enjoy it.
Padraig, you were here all of last week, just kind of in the corner listening to the show.
Yeah, it was weird actually, wasn't it?
It was a bit odd.
Just watching you.
Yeah, saying anything.
Yeah. But trying to keep my mouth shut.
You heard my Harry Styles.
I've been trying to do it, I can't do it.
You heard how good it was.
Yeah, it's fun. This is it. We came off air last week and I was like, it's actually very good. It's really good.
Hi, I'm Harry Styles.
Like, it's fantastic.
Watermelon sugar, hi. Do you know what I mean?
As if I need to be blowing your head up anymore, you know? I actually watched the Manchester thing last night. The Manchester gig.
The
Netflix thing, yeah. I was like, what can I do to prep without doing anything on a bank holiday? And I was like, I'll sit down now and I'll watch Harry Styles. And it was good. It's actually really good. He's brilliant, isn't he?
Not like a load of songs you don't know.
Well, this is the thing. See, when I'm going to a gig, I'll try and find the set list and I'll learn it.
I only started doing that last week for MGK. Yeah, I need to learn this.
My friends think I'm weird because they're like, no, like, we'd like to know that it's a surprise. I'm like, there's no surprises. No, you know the songs.
It's the songs.
Do you know? So what I do is when we're at a gig, I'm like, the next song is, and I just let them know very quickly just to ruin the surprise for everyone. But it was, no, actually, I will say it was really good, even though I didn't know the music. He had a big string orchestra.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like a gospel choir.
Deadly.
Which is great. Like,
okay, that's pretty good. And did you get like behind the scenes?
You get a little bit of behind the scenes. As well, nice. Yeah, you get to see him coming out and stuff.
Pretty cool. Now listen, we want to send you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam, one of the biggest gigs. His record breaking Together tour starts in Amsterdam in May, and we want to send you and a friend there. Not only that, but your return flights, your transfers, 2 nights living in a luxury 4-star hotel accommodation, dinner and drinks, tickets to a top Amsterdam tourist attraction, and €500 spending money. Now we asked you to text Harry if you heard him pop up in between songs saying, hi, I'm Harry Styles. And if you noticed it, message Harry. But you got to answer the phone saying a very specific thing. So if your phone is about to ring, you know what you have to say. Don't mess this up. This is your chance. One and done. Come on, one and done.
Watermelon sugar.
Hey, Paul! Congratulations, you've qualified.
Oh, thanks so much.
That's brilliant news.
Well
now.
Well done, Paul. Well
I'm
done.
Delighted. I was under pressure there. I didn't think it was going to happen.
Yeah, either did I. Paul, well done.
Oh, that's good.
Are you the Harry Styles fan?
No, my daughter is.
Your your daughter is.
Ah, Paul, don't lie. Come on, Paul.
He's got the poster in the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah.
I'll have a teaser.
Paul, so would you, you'd obviously be bringing her to Amsterdam. What an incredible experience that would be.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. Oh, yeah. She'd be so excited.
What age is she, Paul?
She's 13. She's sitting here beside me.
Oh, my God. What's her name?
Her name is Lacey May.
All right, Paul. Well, you tell Lacey May that on Friday, the 20th of March, she's going to potentially get a phone call. Well, you are. You need to answer that phone call with Watermelon Sugar High. So, Lacey May, you keep Paul in check.
Yeah, no pressure, Dad.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Ah, that was nice.
This is so feel good.
It is, isn't
you're
it?
Really, you're really making people's mornings, aren't you? You're doing a great job.
Ah, listen, we're just sitting. It's a tough job up here, but you know, somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
Listen, that might not be the only time Harry pops up on our show, but if it is, then he might potentially be popping up on Michaela Hayes' show. He might be popping up on Steve Case's show. Even Jamie and Faye. Whenever you hear Harry, then message Harry to 087711 1038 and get yourself on that standby list. Ella Langley, choosing Texas. This is Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Dave and Padraig in with you this morning. Good morning. I love that. Are you into it?
Like, I wasn't really before, but I'm getting more and more into it.
I don't know what it is, but it's just the twang does something to me.
Yeah, no, it's she's great, isn't she?
She really is fantastic. Now, yeah. I was looking her up there the other day. She looks a little bit like Maya Jama. She looks a bit like Jenna Ortega.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she looks a little bit like Lopez. What's that one?
Jennifer?
No, maybe one of them. I don't know.
But Jennifer Lopez and Maya Jama could be sisters, couldn't they?
Maybe, but I'm not entirely sure who she looks like. But it's those three, like, amalgamated.
Because, look, let's be honest. Country hasn't always been very sexy, has it?
No, I agree.
You know? I feel like it is now.
It's getting into it.
Yeah, not since Dolly Parton, of course.
A certain Spin presenter just texted me saying they hate that song.
Oh, really?
They hate that song.
Name and shame.
I can't.
No, fair enough.
I couldn't.
Fair enough.
But all I will say is Michaela Hayes is in from 10.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
It's 28 minutes past 8.
It's because it's not K-pop. Now, Dave, I'm going to have to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
Right, it's my first show today, and there's something I need to get off my chest.
Right.
And
worried.
And I just feel like, because I'm going to be here for a few weeks, we just need to get it done, put it to bed, move on and forget about it. Not a lot of people know this, but I am from Cork.
Okay.
Right, and it might not be very obvious.
You're so brave.
I know.
So brave.
It's very brave of me to come on a Dublin station and speak the way that I do. You know?
Yeah, it is.
But you've got Cork roots.
I do. My dad's from Cork.
Yeah, but
But
do you know Cork?
Oh. I doubt it. That's what I know about Cork.
Now, the fact that I've played that song and Sissy That Walk this morning, just
will
like...
Will he be back tomorrow?
Honestly. There's a load of bosses outside the door, like, knocking. Like, get this guy
out here. What's he doing?
Yeah. Who let him in?
We're straight people from Dublin. What's going on?
Exactly. Polar opposites. Now, I am in Dublin 6 years, right? But there are some words or sayings that I find myself slipping into every now and again from home. And I was at home recently and I was charging up my accent just like Alan did when he went home to the UK. Yeah. And I come back and it's a little bit stronger. My housemates give out to me sometimes because one of them's from Navan and he's always been told that he sounds like he's from Cork.
Right, okay.
Because he's listening to me too much and I don't want that to happen to you.
I'm very worried that will happen to me. When I'm hanging around my mates who are like from, like, say the north side or whatever, I'll start to sound like them.
Not the north side.
No, I know. When I'm hanging out with my mates from the south side, I sound exactly like them. And Galway, I kind of go into that sometimes.
Yeah.
I go around my house with a house full of Galway people going, oh, jeez, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know where.
And you're good at like impersonation. Yeah. So like, you know, it's not great. Like,
so if I steal your accent, I'm sorry.
That's fine. You'll never get it as strong as mine. Yeah. Right. Let's be honest here. Let's call it a spade a spade. If you can neutralize mine in the next couple of weeks, you'll be doing very well, right?
Yeah, we'll get mine down from Dub and yours down from Cork.
So my fear is that over the next couple of weeks, I might say something and people won't have a clue what I'm talking about. So I just thought we might do a little crash course.
Please.
So that you know what I'm talking about and that we can communicate properly.
If it accidentally slips out, basically.
Exactly, right? So I've done this in a bit more of a test way.
Right.
Right? So I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to tell
me
what you
think. Teacher.
I know. Isn't it chronic? You can take the man out of the school.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll be doing the roll call in the morning now.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, go on.
So the first one I have is, I've got some words here.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me if it's a Cork word or not.
Okay.
Okay?
I feel like I don't know if I'd be very good at this because my dad left Cork when he was like 18 or something. So like, he doesn't really have any Cork sayings.
You'd be surprised.
Except for one, actually.
What?
Do you know like an amusements? Like,
yeah.
Say like a roller coaster.
Come on.
He calls it
the Merries.
The Merries. What is that?
The Merries. I don't know what it is.
Sure, is that on your list?
Yeah, no, it's not. Thank God it wasn't. But I'm telling you, it was going to be on my list. So thankfully, it's not. The Merries is, I don't know why we call it the Merries. I think it's because there was like a place where you went and there were amusements and it was called the Merries.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, the way you call crisps Tato sometimes, that kind of thing, right?
Okay.
So anyway, I'm going to go through these words. You're going to tell me if you think it's a Cork word or not. If you do think so, I want a definition, right? Okay. My first one is fla.
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 Not fla kiln heron.
No, F-L-A.
Fla, I think, is a Cork word. And it's like, you know the way in Liverpool, they walk around saying la. So they'd be like, all right, la, what's going on, la?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they'd say la, like, how are you, man?
Yeah, okay, right.
So I think fla is like a guy. Not, how are you, man?
No, not really, right? It is a person, but it's a very attractive person.
Oh, like he's a fla, like she's a fla.
Perfect. You have it down to a T.
Really?
If you see someone, you'll be like, oh my God, he's a fla.
Really?
Yeah, she's a fla. Yeah. Also, you can say flad, and that means you're exhausted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like,
not to be confused. I'm flad. Yeah, I'm exhausted, right? The next one is glorshy.
Glorshy.
Yeah, G-L-O-R-S-H-Y.
I feel like, I don't know what it is about like Cork people, but they do have their own language, and they do have, so I'm kind of thinking maybe it is a word. Glorshy. Is it when it's like a really nice day and it's like, oh, it's glorshy?
It's actually not a Cork word. I made it up. But actually, now that you mention it, it could be a Cork word, couldn't it?
I feel like most things could.
Yeah.
I feel like with Cork people, you call people random animals. So like someone would be walking and they'd be like, oh, he's a proper swan, that fella. You know what I mean? Or like,
yeah.
Oh, he's such a flamingo.
Yeah,
you know, like, totally. I feel like you make that for like animals.
We do, actually.
So glorshy,
I'm kind of into. Or like, if it was going to be a lovely day, like we're getting a lovely day tomorrow, are we? We're getting a mini heat wave.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be glorshy.
Glorshy.
There we go, and we just made it up.
We'll make it.
Yeah, it? Right. Come on, I've got another one. This is my last one for this round, right?
What?
And it's bazzer.
Bazzer.
Cork word or not, bazzer.
Bazzer Fulty.
No, not quite.
No, I've no idea. I'm going to say, yes, it's a real word, and I think it's for a haircut.
Yeah, on the ball.
No, you're joking. Yeah. You are joking.
Yeah, fresh baz.
Where did I get that from?
That's class.
Now, also, I'm worried that Patrick is just telling me things.
No,
so I can go to Cork and just say these things.
There's a very famous barbers in Cork called Bazzers, because it's like, that's what you call it.
That's so funny, because it does sound like barbers.
Absolutely, and it's like a fresh baz. Yeah. So come here, I've got more coming for you.
Okay, exciting. I'm buzzing about. What is it?
I'm so impressed. Bazzer.
Class. I'm talking all things Cork. Because Padraig was brave enough to come out as being from Cork.
I can't believe I've come out on my first show.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, like, thank you so much, Dave. That means
no matter what.
See, you know what? I've been months, you know, with this on my chest, and now it's out there in the open, and it feels great, actually. So
if no one would guess otherwise.
No one would ever know that where I'm from. But it's a bit more obvious now because I've said it, right? So I'm testing Dave this morning on some of his Cork knowledge, just because I'm afraid that over the next couple of weeks I might say something.
You'll slip into something, and
you might be like, what are you on about?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right?
Fair.
So you're already doing better than I thought you would do.
Bazzer. As I got that word right as being haircut.
A haircut, which is great.
The only reason I did it because it sounds like barber. Maybe,
yeah, and you love a bazzer, I'd say, do you?
I do love a bazzer.
Nice, a fresh bazzer.
Every 2-3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, totally, right. So I've got two Cork phrases here. I want you to tell me if it means a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay.
So the first one is, that's me daza.
That's me daza.
Yeah. Which kind of sounds dub when you say it in a Dublin accent, doesn't it?
That's me daza.
Yeah. That's me daza.
That's me daza. I wonder, is it like a neutral? It kind of sounds like, oh, that's me fella or that's me missus.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say good thing.
It does mean a good thing, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. But that's not what it means. It means like if something's perfect. So that's me daza. So like if something's class or something's really, really nice, you say that's me.
After this show, we'll come off and we'll go, that's me daza.
That's me daza.
Really?
Exactly, yeah. My dad will text me in a minute and be like, that show was me daza.
Oh, me daza.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it, you know, M-E
space D-A-Z-Z-Z. But do you know what? I don't know how you spell these words because we just say them.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're actually not written down anywhere.
That's me daza.
That's me daza, right? I've got another one for you. I was haunted.
Haunted is, I think, is when you're on a night out the night before, you're on the night and you've woken up and you're a little bit rattled.
No, not at all. Haunted actually is... Haunted is a great thing.
Oh, crap.
Right? I was haunted means I was extremely lucky. So
really?
For, yeah, so for example, if you're crossing the road and a car just like skims past you and just nearly hits you but doesn't, you'd be like, I was haunted.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And when it doesn't hit you, when it doesn't, the car doesn't hit you, that's me, Dad.
And the ball. And the ball. Great, right. Okay, I've got one more round for you, right?
Right, go on.
This is arguably probably the hardest one.
Right.
Right? So I've listed three places in Ireland, okay? But only one of these places is in Cork.
Okay.
Okay? So you're going to have to tell me.
I think I'll be good at this.
You might be good at this, right? So the first one is New Two Pot House.
New Two Pot House.
Okay.
Okay.
The second place is Skahina Rinky.
Yeah, it's definitely that one.
And the last place is Blue Ball.
Like Blue Bell.
Like Blue Bell, but
Blue ball.
Ball.
Not something
right.
You want.
So new, no, not at all. Not. So let me go through them again. New Two Pot House, Skahina Rinky, or Blue Ball.
Skahina Rinky sounds very Cork because of like Skibbereen.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's why it could be a red herring. That's why you're throwing it in there. Let's go with Blue Ball.
Blue Ball is incorrect.
Okay, no, okay, hold on.
Okay,
on,
okay. Process of elimination.
Let's go with Skibbereheeny. What was it called?
Skahina Rinky.
Skahina Rinky.
It's incorrect. Yeah, no, I know. And that was, I put that one in there and for a reason. Because I was like, if I saw that, I'd be like, that's Cork.
So what is...
That's Tipperary.
What is the Cork
It's town? New Two Pot House.
New Two Pot House.
Haven't a clue why it's called New Two Pot House. Or sometimes I will say Two New Pot House or Pot New Two House.
Okay.
I can never remember the order, but it is a place in Cork.
Brilliant. And have you been? Is it nice?
Oh, it's just a little bit of a road.
Right. Okay.
David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Coming up to 4 minutes past nine for your Wednesday morning. It's Dave and Padraig with you because Emma's off to Thailand and Fiona is on maternity.
Isn't it nice for some?
It is.
Yeah.
Having a baby.
A baby. Lovely for some. Although I don't know if I could do it.
No, definitely not. No chance. Not for now anyway. Sure, we're too young, man.
That's it.
Too young. Come here. As a guy living in Dublin, a single guy?
Yeah.
Living in Dublin.
There you go now.
Here's my question. How many pillows do you have in your bed?
Four.
Okay. Here's our question. Follow-up question. How many pillows do you sleep with on your bed?
How many do I sleep with on the bed?
Yeah. Well, like, when you go to sleep, do you have four pillows on your bed?
I have four pillows on my bed and I have three under my head.
You have three under your head?
Yeah, I'm...
What are you, in hospital?
I'm almost vertical. It's just in case. I have this thing about, right? So my bedroom door is to my right.
Okay.
But I can't sleep if I'm not facing the bedroom door, just in case someone comes in the middle of the night.
Okay, right.
Because I wear loop earplugs as well.
Okay.
Right? So I can't hear, so I need to be able to see.
Right.
So the minute I open my eyes, I need to be ready to rock and roll, just in case I need to do some self-defence.
So that's why you're vertical.
Yeah, I'm vertical. I'm ready to hop up.
He's like a horse. He sleeps standing up. Fantastic. No, the reason I ask is because I have four pillows as well. All different, by the way.
Okay.
I'm a psychopath. All different types of pillows.
Are those because you've collected them over the years?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right. I've never bought four at a time.
Well, I've never bought like a duvet set either. I just got like my parents buy them for me for Christmas.
Fair enough.
Like, those are one of the things that I don't want to spend money on.
Yeah,
100%. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somebody just buy me a new set of sheets and I'd be fine.
When I'm ready for bed, I take all three of them off, bar my favourite one.
Okay.
And I sleep on that and I feel like I look like pathetic.
Tiny.
Yeah, like just on this one pillow with three on the floor and I just feel like I look really single.
Leave them on the floor.
Yeah.
Would you not like to have them around you and be cosy, no?
Not really.
You should try sleeping standing up tonight. I'm telling you, I really highly recommend it.
Station. You're into your fitness and eating well and going to the gym and things like that, and you look well. Because
thank you.
I actually have.
Say that again.
You look. You
I couldn't
look well.
Hear you.
I actually have something even better to say that you're going to like more that I've never told you before.
Oh, okay.
You posted a photo on Instagram
with a thirst trap.
It wasn't really a thirst trap
because I had my pants on.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you had your pants on, but you had your arms out.
Oh yeah, go on.
And I actually responded. I was just like, okay, I wasn't going to go to the gym, but now I am. I have saved that photo, and I just, every time I'm going, I won't bother to go to the gym, I look at the photo and I go, okay.
I'd imagine you're the only straight man to ever save that photo, but I will take that as a massive compliment. Thank you.
So I was like, right, Podrick is kind of an inspiration to me when it comes to what I want to do in the gym.
Dave, you're an inspiration to me too.
Thanks very much. Your arms are big and you have abs. This is all I want in life. It's very hard for me to do so because I go out a lot to the pub and I eat a lot of crap and I don't go to the gym that much. But I'm trying to be better.
Baby steps.
So I did this thing in the gym. I don't know if your gym has this thing, but it's like a machine where you Bluetooth it up to your phone, you go onto the app, and then it'll tell you everything about your body. It'll tell you about muscle in your right leg as opposed to your left
arm. That's incredible.
You don't have this now.
No.
So it's basically like a weighing scales. You stand on it, but you have to be in, like, you have to take all jewellery off. So I took my Whoop off and my chain, and then I had, like, just, you have to stand on it with no runners or socks.
Okay.
Which is kind of gross. But you're standing
on it. I would just hope that they're wiping that down.
Yeah,
you know
so.
What I mean?
Actually,
because you know how sweaty people's feet get in the gym. Or like, there's a part of my gym where it's like, it's their tile, but it's kind of like astral. Right? And if someone's standing there for too long, one of the sweatier ones, and then they leave, their feet are still there.
I'm with you.
You know
what I
mean?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, oh.
Little damp spot.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know that at some point I'm going to do a burpee on that, and my mouth's going to be really, really close.
So it's this thing where it's you stand at it for a weighing scales, but then you hold up your arms, you hold onto a little bar.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You hold it up straight, and it tells you everything about your body. So I got my results.
Oh, my God, good for you.
And I don't know what any of this means, but I'm hoping you will be someone who... I'm 20.9% body fat.
Okay, I mean, look.
One fifth of me is fat, is how I'm taking that.
I mean, look, we're coming out of winter and it's very important to keep yourself nice and warm, you know? So, I mean, it would be worse if you were cold.
Yes,
I'm a very cold person, you know.
So 20.9% body fat, right? But then it tells you your metabolic age.
Oh no, now, that's never a good thing.
Now, I don't know what that means, but I just go by my Whoop age.
Yeah.
Because my Whoop tells me every Sunday how my week was in terms of, you know, going to the gym or eating well and things. Yeah. And it gives me a little age.
And sometimes it gives out to you.
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, my Whoop age at the moment is actually 0.8 months younger than my actual age. So my Whoop thinks I'm bang on 30 years old.
Okay.
But I'm 31 next month. My metabolic age is 35.
Oh, okay, right.
Which isn't fantastic.
But is that like, that's obviously your metabolism, right? And I'd say mine's about 85.
Right, okay.
Yeah, honestly, because I'd be bloated.
I don't know what it means.
I don't really know what it means either.
Does anyone?
See, sometimes I get ahead of myself and I start doing things like this, and then I can't stop thinking about anything else.
That's all I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking of 20% body fat. And I know you have to have some body fat, but
of course,
I'm thinking of is one fifth of me is fat.
I get you.
So muscle mass, no idea, 54.4.
Well, that's good.
Total body water, 58.5%. So I'm holding on to a lot of water.
Retaining water. So that's probably where the fat's coming from.
I don't know what that... What do you mean?
As in why you're... What did I say? Fat?
Yeah.
I didn't mean fat.
How dare you? So then it gives you your body weight and all that kind of stuff. So the results weren't fantastic.
I'd say overall healthy.
Yeah.
Did it say you're doing a good job?
You're right. I do.
Well, if it didn't,
I'm gonna
tell you, you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
Time is flying by.
Flying by,
isn't it?
When you're having fun.
When you're having fun, and I keep thinking it's Monday, but actually it's not. It's Wednesday.
Yeah,
am I right? It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Which means we're close enough to the weekend. This weekend, Saturday Night Live, the UK version is kicking off.
I feel like I heard about this months ago and never heard anything other about it since.
Yeah, no, that's how I felt as well. I kind of forgot it was even happening.
Yeah.
They did announce the main cast of it a couple of weeks back and couldn't name one person on that list, which I think is a good thing in a way because it gives people a chance, but also you have no expectations.
Okay.
So if it's really, really bad,
so it's not Jimmy Carr.
No,
and
surprisingly, surprisingly not
James Acaster.
They're the ones that you would assume was going to be there.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? No, it's not. Right now, I'm excited about it. It's live TV, which we love. There's more opportunity for things to go wrong, which would be fantastic.
I've always felt like SNL has had some real hits, some like very rarely though. Like, I could never watch that show and enjoy it because I'd just be like, it's American humor, it's not really for me.
Well, I agree with you there, and I think sometimes like I'll only watch clips because obviously we don't watch it live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you see the best bits, but if you go back and watch some clips, some of them are terrible.
Yeah,
some of them are really, really bad.
But in fairness, it is really hard to write a sketch and perform it like within like a couple of days.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, every week
on topical stuff. Like.
Yeah, well, they've announced who's going to be hosting the first three.
Okay.
Okay, of the UK version. And the first one, now we were told it was going to be all British. right? Because obviously it's the British version.
Yeah.
The first person hosting is Tina Fey.
I love Tina
right?
Fey.
Who I absolutely love. But I think nothing says let's do a British version of something quite like getting the American to come over and do it for us. Like, are you serious?
Just show us how it's
just
done.
Show us. Now, there was a bit of a backlash as well about that because people were like, oh my God, like you said it was going to be the British version and now Tina Fey is coming over. The creators have said that she's simply handing the baton over.
Okay, like
right?
The Olympics or torch.
Which is a fantastic cover up, basically, isn't it?
It is very
They were
good.
Just like, oh no, we're after really screwing this one up now. What are we going to say here? So she's coming over. I'm not mad about it because I think she's brilliant. I think she's very funny and she knows what she's doing too. So I will tune in to watch her.
Okay, yeah,
you know?
Fair enough.
Coming up then next week, we've got Jamie Dornan.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Now, arguably British. I don't know. Can I say that? Oh, not to, like on the cusp of not being British. But he's in there as well. He's going to be doing it with Wolf Alice's The Music guest that week. Right? I should actually
say. Oh, they're going to do The Music as well.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, exactly.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Right? Wet Leg, actually, I should say, is doing the first one with Tina Fey.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
And then the following week, it's Riz Ahmed, who people will know from Star Wars, maybe. He's a British actor. He's in lots of stuff, but like he's one of these people that I see but I don't know.
Okay, yeah,
right. Apparently he's a rapper as well and he's going to be joined by Kasabian, which is a big musical guest.
That's quite
there,
a big guest,
right? Now I was thinking about this during the week and I was like, would we ever do an Irish version?
Oh God.
Right?
Oh God.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if we did?
Why are you putting this out?
Right? Because it's never going to happen, is it? Because we've no money.
In fairness, it would be good to do, like, to get, like, comedians.
Well, sure,
we're going to
export all our comedians over to the British one anyway, so might as well do an Irish one here.
True.
We just probably don't have the fee to pay them.
How long
to
Michael Fry's like, on it? Like?
Exactly, you know what I mean? And who could we pay, or who could we get to do it, who would do it for free if there was an Irish version? So basically anyone that's in the RT canteen.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking it could be, the first one could be hosted by Marty Morrissey, right?
Yeah.
Because Marty Morrissey's probably just thought was there on a Saturday anyway.
Yeah.
Dermot Bannon.
Does anyone want me on the show?
Yeah. Dermot Bannon could host one.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because he loves hosting things.
He does.
They get him. They wheel him out for anything.
Yeah.
Anything to do with a house, right? And then finally, I think another exceptional person to host this and seems to be popping up everywhere, Paddy from The Traitors.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Again, just happy to be there.
I will not be watching that.
No. And the problem is, they probably wouldn't be able to pay anyone to come in as the musical guest.
Yes.
So Paddy would always have to do the music as well. Which I would watch, actually.
We won't pay it, but you know, you'll get a lot of traction on your Instagram here,
exactly.
Buddy. I love it. Okay, well, here's hoping that never happens.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Did you forget?
I completely forgot what was going on. There's so many shiny things in here that I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
Fair enough.
You know, I got the last two.
Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. A game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing, then you win tickets to the cinema. Colm is on to play. Hiya, Colm.
How are you going, lad? Is it all right?
Not too bad at all. What are you at for the day?
I am off work for today, so I'll be just chilling out.
Lovely.
Nice one.
Lovely. Well, were you off yesterday as well?
I was.
Oh my God, so did you go out last night?
No. Absolutely not.
You
brought the young lad to parade and a few cans at home.
Happy days.
A good dad. Fair play.
A good dad.
A great day to be off, so Colm.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
And is the small fella in school today?
No. He's actually sick now after all the roller coasters and everything there yesterday in the parade. So
it's the excitement.
It happened.
I love it. All right, well, Colm, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. A game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing than what I've written down, you win a load of passes to the cinema. Colm, I feel like you've played this before, have you?
I have, yeah. And it was the Power Ranger question that you caught me out on. We both said the green Power Ranger. So.
Yes. Was that question 4 or 5?
That was question 5 because you told me that you respect me if I went for all 5 and I did. So yeah, you're respecting.
All right. Well, Colm, let's see if you do it again today. Okay.
Perfect.
You're going to hear 3 beeps. They sound like this. You answer on the 3rd beep. You're trying to say a completely different thing than what I've written down. Everyone you get right, you win an IMC Cinema Pass. 5 up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, you play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. All right, Colm, are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here we go with round 1. Colm, name any street in Dublin.
Cork Street
for Padraig.
Thank you, Colm.
For Padraig.
I appreciate that.
Show.
Very good.
And I
have
written down Pierce Street.
Well, hey, I like the interrelations between Cork and Dublin today. It's lovely,
yeah,
isn't
it? I like it. It's like shake hands emoji.
Right. Well done, Colin. Do you want to keep playing or would you like to cash out?
No, we'll keep going.
All go right, let's go with round two, Colin. Name any comedian.
Tommy Tiernan.
Quite a famous comedian. Maybe potentially even one I would write down. And I have written down Michael McIntyre.
Oh, brilliant. Excellent. Two. Okay, so, Colm, you've got two so far. Do you want to keep playing or do you want to cash out?
No, we'll keep going.
I know, Colm. He's going to go to the end. I like this guy. All right. Round three, Colm. Here we go. Name any video game character.
Luigi.
Luigi.
I'd be stuck here now because I don't know Manny.
And I have written down Mario.
That was close. That was close. Okay, excellent. Colm, do you want to keep playing or do you want to cash out?
I'll keep going.
All right, here we go, Colm. Round four is where we separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls. It gets a little bit harder. With round four, name any character in Friends.
Joey.
Went for one of the guys. By the way, I would have accepted, like, Gunther.
I was going to say, could you go outside the friend group?
I would have, you know...
Marcel?
Janice, Ursula.
Yeah.
All of them, I would have accepted. But I thought someone would go for the major six, and you said Joey, and I have written down Ross.
Oh, excellent. Right, we're still on track here, right? So, Colm, do you want to keep playing, or do you want to cash out?
No, we'll keep going. I have to beat me last record.
You have to beat it. All right, Colm. Yeah. You know round five gets very difficult, so I can only apologise for this question. Here we go with round five. For five IMC Cinema Passes. Colm, name any phone network in Ireland.
Air.
That's a rogue choice, I think, is it?
Air.
I forgot that they were one, like.
Do you think Air is a rogue choice?
Yeah.
Can we go away with Aircon because they're gone now?
Aircon. All right. Colm, for five IMC Cinema Passes, I have written down Vodafone.
Unbelievable.
Well done. You stuck to your guns. You went the whole way to round five and it paid off. Congratulations. Five IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thanks very much, lads. Cheers.
Colm, have a great day.
Take care. All the best. Cheers. Thank you.
Whew, what a game.
What a great game.
Enjoying it?
It's edge of my seat style like stuff, isn't it? Honestly.
Why did you say so sarcastic in a Cork accent?
And it was being genuine. It's a completely different ball game when you're actually here.
I think you should come up with the next 3 weeks. You got to come up with your own game that creates as much suspense.
No bother, leave
so
it with me.
Homework on that.
Yeah, homework. Yep. You're giving me homework today.
On your first
no bother,
day,
so no bother, boss.
It's kind of done, Fodrick. Your very first show.
Yeah, first show done.
How does it feel?
Fantastic. Yeah. Dude, time flies, doesn't it?
It really does.
So honestly,
you're going to come back tomorrow.
Yeah. No, like I mean, it's not even 10 yet, and I feel like I could have my chamomile tea and go to bed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's me. I'm a morning person, and then the worst thing about me is people will be like, "Oh, do you want to do something after work?" And I'm like, well, I have my chamomile tea around 3, and I'm on the wind down. So like, someone's like, we'll go for a coffee after work." I'm like, "Oh no."
It's never good to be on the wind down before the 6.
I know. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. I actually was just saying that I saw Sombra was playing in Dublin the night before last, but
I was like,
I think it was last night, but it was because I missed a night last night because I went to sleep before the 6 o'clock news yesterday.
Okay, so you are going to come back with us tomorrow.
If you'll have me.
I will, absolutely,
100%. Fantastic.
We don't have another option.
I've heard that.
Michaela Hayes is on the way. She's kicking off with the Naughty Threesome and we'll be back live tomorrow at 7.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.